Let's go ahead and bring Stubby into the conversation here. Brian Koenig joining us from Avon, Indiana area-ish. Stubby, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you been? It's been a while.
Yeah, I just took a long nap.
Okay. All right. Well, you fit right in on the morning show here. Well, you and I, of course, have been talking, and you've been on the Party Line program before, and we're right in the middle of January here, and gosh, we're almost 1 month into the new year, and we are finally starting to see some winter weather come into the area, as it looks like when today's daytime high is going to be 35 or whatever, it's not going to get above that for several days now. And it looks like we might have something interesting rolling into the area this weekend. Is that Saturday night or Sunday?
The timing of it looks to be, I've been looking at the models this morning that just ran, and it looks like probably starting for central Indiana, probably that 6 a.m. Sunday morning going on through about 2 in the afternoon before it gets out of the state, so it's going to be kind of blowing across the state. And, we might see, it's not going to be anything to write home about as far as snowfall, but I do think that some areas will get 3/4 of an inch of accumulation up to 2 inches, just depending on where you're at in central Indiana.
So. Mm-hmm. And what's going to be coming with this? Is it going to be a little bit of a snow rain mix or one or the other?
I would say that Bloomington area on down might be more of a wintry rain snow mix, but I think that pretty much here in from I-70 on up will primarily be snow. The temperatures, it's just a weird thing. These temperatures are just right teetering right on that freezing, that 31, 32 degrees, up to 36, 37 degrees, and that makes for interesting weather, because that's where you get that wet, heavy snow, unlike, several weeks ago when we had that real cold snow, and it was all light and fluffy, so
right.
the ratio between precipitation and snow depth changes a bit, so it's usually 1 inch of rain equals 10 inches of snow. I think this will be more on that 1 inch of rain would equal maybe 8-9 inches of snow, because it's going to be heavier. There's more moisture in it, packing it down a little bit more. So I don't think we're going to see anything, wowie-zowie as far as that snow depth is concerned. But the interesting thing is we have a chance of snow for the next 10 days. Every day for the next 10 days. Even today, there's just some areas that could get a little bit of flurries and then remix, but we're going to end up January with, close out January with heading into what we know in Indiana now as being a late winter.
That is in the forecast, too, of what we have. Snow, just about a chance of it, at least just about every day, and all of that collective may be something, but a little bit here and there, not too big a deal. Now, we talk about Sunday, and yeah, like you said, nothing to write home about, but it's still a situation where you're going to have to possibly be careful, because if we've got freezing temperatures through the day and a little of anything on the road, you need to be careful.
Oh, yeah, and we all know that people in Indiana can't drive in the snow.
Right, so. Yes. Of course.
Oh, my God, I've got to close the schools and run to the store to get stuff to make French toast if there doesn't happen in. So, I think that we'll probably, the road conditions will be dicey in some areas, and I think snow will be heavy in some areas at times, and, that's one of the things I kind of wanted to share with listeners this morning is I'm not sure if people realize when you see the reports and it says it's like a 20% chance of rain or 20% chance of snow or 70% chance, when you're getting that from like the TV stations, I'm just going to use WTHR as an example. They've got such a wide coverage area that they're looking at. If they say there's an 80% chance, that means that 80% chance of the viewing area will get at least 1/10 inch of precipitation.
Yes.
And when I do my forecast on my Stubby's Weather Center page on Facebook, I do what's called POP, or probability of precipitation. And that's, I look at central Indiana and I figure, okay, it says there's an 80% chance, but what's that actual percentage look like based on what I'm figuring in there? So if I'm going to say 100%, there's an 80% chance of rain or snow for 100% chance of the area I'm predicting in, that's 80%. But if I say there's a 60% chance for 80% of the area I'm predicting in, then that's 46%. So
yes,
So that's where, you know, my numbers and a lot of people do it that way, that to predict that they're saying, okay, this coverage area is this big, but what do I think? If I see a line of storms that extends from South Bend to Evansville and it's 30 miles wide, that's 100% chance and 100% chance of the area. Everybody should be getting 100% chance of rain or snow. But so I think this one, I think we're probably looking at about 80% of the area in central Indiana has about an 80% chance. So I'm going to put that at what that's for.
I've got about a 30% chance of understanding exactly what you just said. No, I followed you. I got what you were saying there.
It is kind of crazy. If anybody wants to look up in it, look up a possibility of precipitation, POP, and type in weather, and it explains it really well and probably shorter than what I explained.
Well, we want everyone to go to your Facebook page. It's Stubby's Weather Center. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That is correct.
Make sure you like Stubby, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get with you over the next week or two or three. Have you looked ahead to, I heard somebody talking this morning that mid-next week might be another opportunity for something to be rolling into our area. Have you looked that far ahead in depth yet?
I have. I was just getting ready to mention that. I'm thinking next Wednesday and the next Thursday, I'm looking at that. We don't know how fast that system's moving, but, you know, everything's out west of us and all that snow and stuff that's coming through, Colorado's and things like that from the Rockies is going to be heading this way as well. So, yeah, I think probably that Wednesday time, and that, depending on the model, that could be a little bit bigger system than what we're going to see Sunday. So,
right.
But I think we're going to head, we're going to close out January with some measurable snowfalls, officially measurable, and then February, March, on into April. I just think we've got a late winter coming, and everybody, people on my Facebook page, they're like, hey, I'm disappointed, we haven't had any snow yet, and I'm like, okay, we're now 30 days into a 90-day official winter.
Yes.
We're only a third of the way through.
That's right.
Give it time.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Brian, we always appreciate your time, and have a great weekend. We'll catch you real soon, man.
Awesome. Let's talk.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Brian, also known as Stubby Koenig.